I am Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Today, I'm here with some exciting guests to talk about something really cool happening at Whitmer High School. And I will let Mrs. Schreiner, who's here, introduce herself, and then she can kind of pass that baton.
So my name is Andrea Schreiner. I have been in working here at Whitmer with Washington Local Schools since 2008. So I think 16 years, if my math is correct. And I'm currently directing the fall play. I also direct the spring musical.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jay Doran. I am the student director of the show, and basically what I do is I just keep track of like what's going on. I help other people with costumes, sets, all that jazz.
Thank you.
And my name's Joanna Just, and I am playing the Nutcracker in the fall play, The Nutcracker.
Thank you, because we really didn't say that, so you kind of it was a perfect segue. Mrs. Schreiner, I obviously worked with you closely when I was the principal at Whitmer, and you know you do a fabulous job. I think I've seen every play and musical in the past, since you've been here. I always laugh, though, and you know probably what I'm going to say is you would call me or tell me just something like really odd, like, hey, and I'm like, oh no, what's happening? And it was always just like really crazy thing. What do you think about a horse on stage? These are true stories. And I'm like, okay, tell me more. And it was always fun because I think what I loved about it is your creativity and your willingness to try anything. And my hesitation always to think, what can go wrong?
Yes.
But we did it. So yes. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, how you choose what you do and the creativity and like how do you put your own twist on that?
Yeah, so when you choose a show, you have to marry a lot of concepts. It has to be a show that's appropriate for our community and our kids. It has to be something that's teachable. It has to be something within our budget, but it also has to be fun. Mm-hmm. So to marry all of those concepts together, something that is can manifest in reality, but something that is still something that is exciting and magical that we want to do. So that's kind of where I find myself season after season. And speaking about these crazy requests, that's where the magic part comes in, is we always at Whitmer try to incorporate something that is going to just add a little bit of sparkle or a little bit of something that the kids will really remember in such a positive way for the rest of their lives. And you know, I think that with theater and with magic comes a little bit of risk. So therefore, you need a lot of trust. And it truly does take a village. So the times that I found myself in your office asking if we could have a motorcycle, asking if we could have a live horse, mm-hmm. and you trusted me that I wasn't making decisions that would put us in any sort of jeopardy. But those are memories that still now people cherish.
No,
and so yeah, it's been a very colorful and rich experience for me working here, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, truly.
No, and I appreciate your creativity, and I do you said magic, and that's really what happens in the theater, is it's magic, and I think you do a nice job of that. I do hold my breath sometimes until the Sunday afternoon performance is done, and all has gone well, and there's no injuries, but no, all has been well. Very much trust, you know, that's again, being a leader, you have to trust your people.
Yeah.
So you've definitely proven that over and over.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about being the Nutcracker.
Okay, so the Nutcracker is kind of my backstory I've built for him, is that he was a prince, and he was not the greatest prince, so he was kind of a jerk, and so he got turned into a Nutcracker. And I kind of compare it to how the Enchantress turned the beast, like the prince into the beast in the Beauty and the Beast. And so he gets turned into a Nutcracker, so he's made out of wood. And then on this magical Christmas Eve night, he gets to turn human, or like a semi-human, I guess. He's still made out of wood, but to try to find his crown and get it back.
So I've seen the Nutcracker, you know, at the holiday time, but this is the Nutcracker the play. So I just have to ask, and maybe you can't tell me because I'm coming to see this on Thursday and this will be aired on Friday, but do they talk in the play?
Yes, we do
talk. Okay, because that's not the same as musical, and I'm thinking this could be very interesting. So, okay, there is some talking. Mm-hmm. So you as a Nutcracker do talk.
Yes, I do talk. All of the characters at least talk once.
Great.
So.
But we did stick to the original in some regards as well. We do have a scene where there is some ballet. There is some dancing. Okay. So, yeah.
Awesome. Jay, behind the scenes, talk about what that looks like. Because we see the Nutcracker. We see the kiddos on stage and do an amazing job. But that wouldn't happen without what the work you do behind the scenes. Talk a little bit about what you do.
So it's crazy. It's always so crazy, but we like paint the sets. We have Mr. Schobert and the construction class come in, and then they build our sets for us, and we paint them, make them look as beautiful as they can be with our pinks, our blues, our glitter. Oh, we love glitter this show. It's going to be so shiny this year. And then we also have snow that will be falling during a scene, so that will be really cool. We also have our sound technicians who do such a good job, especially with our music, because there will be some of the Nutcracker music involved. Just a little bit of a mix of ballet and all that jazz. And then what else? We move sets. We have our battens people that move the backdrops. You know, the, like you see the Candyland, and then you see the Winter Wonderland, and then you have the family living room. We have a huge Christmas tree that looks so, so cool, and I'm so excited for you guys to see it.
Lots of timing. I mean, I think timing sounds like it's essential, and your cues and kind of watching that. So if it doesn't, if the timing's not there, we're in trouble, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. We make sure, like, we have our, you know, head in the game, as they say in High School Musical, keep your head in the game. And we just make, like, us stage managers and, like, me as a student director, we make sure that the timing is good, at least 7 seconds. That is, like, our amount of time that we use for a scene change is 7 seconds.
Okay, interesting. That's a lot that happens in 7 seconds.
Yes, and 7 seconds seems like it's such a short amount of time. But when I tell the kids, when you're sitting in the audience, after about 3 or 4 seconds, it starts to kind of get a little bit like, okay, what's going on? So it's just, again, towing the line between what we have to do backstage and how the audience might feel sitting there. So that's something we teach them.
Now, Joanna, have you, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. So were you in any of the performances last year?
Yes. So I was in Racing the Wind, The Story of Amelia Earhart, and I was also in Oliver. And then Mrs. Schreiner also gave me the opportunity. I was in Matilda as well.
Okay.
So I was one of the school kids in Matilda.
Awesome. Jay, what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Have you always been behind the scenes, or have you been on stage?
I have been on stage one time. When Whitmer did Shrek the Musical, I was one of the littles, and I was one of the dwarves.
Oh.
So I used to be an actor, but then my freshman year, I decided to do crew.
So you do both. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Mrs. Schreiner, would you like to share any more about theater or the upcoming performance, any other sneak peeks or things you can tell us about the upcoming?
Ooh. Well, we have, I can say when the performances are.
You absolutely
so
can.
The performances are Thursday the 14th at 7 p.m., Friday the 15th at 7 p.m., and then we have a Saturday night, the 16th at 7 p.m., and then we have one afternoon show on Sunday the 17th at 2 p.m. And really, this show is so colorful and it's so strong with the students. They have had so much fun building their characters. And I just think anybody that comes to see it is going to put a little more joy in their life. It's perfect for kids as well.
How much are the tickets and how do they buy tickets if they're listening to this podcast and want to join?
Yeah, so the tickets are a flat $10 for everyone. And you can reserve tickets by scanning the QR code on our poster or our image, which is on our social media and also on Washington Local and Whitmer social media. Or they can visit the ticket link. There's been a ticket link that I've been circulating. It's pretty simple to get tickets.
Great. How, I think you did a sneak peek for the third graders. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It was so fun. Like, I love, like, when kids come in, especially when we do big fantasy shows like this, because they're so inspired and they think it's real. Like, in their mind, it's real to them. So it's really cool to be a part of, like expanding the horizons of their imagination for them.
I heard a lot of positive comments. So I think all the third graders in our district were able to come out and get a sneak peek. And I didn't see the sneak peek this year, but they always want to come back and see the rest because they don't get the full play, which is kind of, it's a teaser to come see the rest.
So this time we were actually able to do the entire thing
were.
For them because it's a shorter show. It's only about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
So we did the whole
so
thing.
They got the whole
and they were just...
Oh, that's so cool.
Somebody leaving, some little kid, he called it a movie. He told us, this was the best movie I've ever seen. And for them, it's so real. It is so real. They thought that Riley Buchanan, who plays our Snow Queen, they thought she was the real life Elsa. the real life Elsa.
Joanna, so it was your first kind of performance in front of a group. How was that?
It was actually really cool to see all the little kids' reactions. I had a kid actually not give me a high five because he thought he would get a splinter. So it was just a lot of really cool.
Oh, that's
just
amazing.
Even just seeing the audience, because it's so much different.
A lot of times when the younger kids come into the auditorium, it's their first time in an auditorium. Yes. And I've been in there when kids walk in and they're just looking around and they're like, oh my goodness. And they're oohing and aah, because it really is a beautiful auditorium. Mm-hmm. And some kids don't get to go to theaters, or that's just not the an experience that they've had. So it's nice that we can give that experience to our kiddos.
Absolutely.
And get them interested in theater at a younger age. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing some things at the elementary with children's theater workshop and just really getting kids interested, which I think in the end game will help you tremendously as they come to Whitmer. So.
Absolutely. Just like sports and any other hobbies or creative endeavors that kids have, they usually start pretty young. So it's nice that our district offers those things for the younger kids. I think it's really important, because then by the time that they're Panthers here at Whitmer, they have already laid the groundwork a little bit. So, yeah, I'm happy to do the previews each year when it works out.
Great. So I ask all my podcast guests before we close for the day to talk to me about a special moment since you've been in Washington Local, or a memory, something that stands out to you. And whoever would like to go first, would someone share a special moment?
I think, honestly, the show has been like the best thing I've done in Washington Local School, because not only is it fantasy, and I just love fantasy, but the show has been like so positive to me and my mental health, that like theater and the people in theater, especially in the show, they're so loving and caring. And I feel like people just need that place. I feel like people need that place, and theater is my place.
It's a family. I think it becomes a family. I've seen that firsthand, and I appreciate you saying that.
Okay, and for me, it would probably also revolve around theater when I got to do Matilda. So I was the youngest kid in the cast. I was the only eighth grader, and I just felt like it really made me find something I really loved. And, yeah, it got me.
Matilda will always be one of my favorites. So mm-hmm. It was a very good one. You did an amazing job. I think all the kids did, but I
Thanks.
Loved it.
That was
I loved
a fun
it.
One.
It was.
So for me, I have, on a professional, from a professional perspective, having that beautiful white horse for Cinderella was definitely a moment in time that will always live in my heart. But personally, I get letters from students each show, and the letters that these kids are writing share so much depth into the life that they have outside of school and what theater has done for them. And I think one of the best things is when a kid says, I didn't want to come to school today, but I came because I had rehearsal. Or a kid that says, I just want to stay at rehearsal. I don't even want to go home. So those are like those two things that really, really speak to my heart. And I hear them, season after season. And there's just, to me, those letters that kids write about how it's impacted their lives. That's priceless.
Well, the amount of time that you spend together, and again, I use the word family when I talk to you, Jay, but you do become a family, and it's just like a sport. I mean, you're a coach, and you guys spend a lot of time together, good, bad, and the ugly. Sometimes you have to be hard, mm-hmm. and then you love them up, and mm-hmm. you grow, and it's a great group, and I think I've seen the blessings and the fruits of your labor, so mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else before we sign off today? I'm excited. I will be seeing it tomorrow night. So
buy tickets. Buy tickets, please.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Very excited. And
thank
good
you.
Luck. Break a leg.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you will get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!